To see today's photo, go to MT for Christ or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a sunrise up above the world so high comes to us from a friend who woke up early in order to travel up the 10,000 feet to get to the summit of Haleakala Volcano Visitor Center in Maui, Hawaii, this past Sunday, and time to see the start of a new day from a new perspective. If you're wondering how early you have to get up to travel 10,000 feet to beat the rising sun, and whether or not it was worthwhile, our friend's only comment about this adventure answers both questions, as they shared that their experience was worth the 2:30 a.m. wake up. Undoubtedly, our friend was told by others about this experience by people who had seen it for themselves, and they told them about how early they would have to get up to see it. At that point, our friend had a decision to make. Would he trust what he had heard and go and see for himself, or would he doubt the reports and decide that the experience wasn't for him? Thankfully, my friend had faith and decided to trust the good news about this view, and not only did they go and experience the joy of it, they felt compelled to share it with their friends and didn't hesitate to mention that there was a condition of difficulty that was required to experience it, that this view was spectacular, but there were things to consider before going there. Although our friend acknowledges that the wake-up call and the travel to get there may not be attractive, the end result was worth it. It's Friday, and as we make it through the last day of the work week, for those not working this weekend, that is, we will be faced with the decision of what to do with our valuable leisure time, and we will have to weigh the cost of time, energy, and money that our various options will cost, and then we need to decide if doing certain activities are worth it. You can't do everything, so when you choose something this weekend, think about the short-term and long-term benefits and cost behind your decision. One option for leisure time is to watch a movie. As a child of the 70s and 80s, going to the movies was still a special treat because the availability of movies was somewhat limited. Movies only ran in theaters for a certain time, VCRs were a developing technology, and television was expanding the number of channels, so watching movies wasn't as on-demand as it is today. One of the movies that I enjoyed as a kid was the 1980 film Flash Gordon. Besides the action and adventure and the campy romance, one concept that was presented in the film that stood out to me was the idea of the rational transaction. In his contemplation of Ming the Merciless' plans to destroy the Earth, Dr. Hans Zarkov decided that if it were necessary and possible, he would sacrifice his life to stop Ming's attack, stating that it was a rational transaction, one life for billions. This rational transaction has been made by countless brave men and women throughout history, as they have sacrificed their lives to save their fellow countrymen, friends, or family. The idea of a rational transaction is strictly mathematical. One is less than many, so it makes sense that someone would sacrifice their lives to save others. However, it is not as simple as that. Sure, it makes sense logically, but would you give your life away for people you don't know? You only have one life to live, and if you don't believe in God, your worldview should include the realization that any good deeds you do in life will be erased by time and prove ultimately meaningless as the universe fades to black. So if you see life as fleeting and value it, you will see the rational transaction as highly irrational, and you would urge others not to throw their lives away in saving or serving others. Also, the personal fear of death can make the rational transaction seem highly irrational. I don't want to die. This instinct of self-preservation was comically highlighted in an episode of Seinfeld when George Costanza literally pushed women and children out of his way to escape a fire. So the idea of women and children first and sacrificing yourself for others can seem pretty irrational to those who value the here and now of their lives. Christians would point to Christ's sacrifice as the ultimate example of the rational transaction, and that he died for the sins of all mankind. But that only makes sense to believers who have had the truth of the gospel revealed to them by God. The idea that one man's death could have an effect on someone else's spiritual standing before God doesn't seem to be very rational at all. While unbelievers could explain the rationale behind Christian faith, they personally don't see the logic behind putting their faith in Christ. Jumping on a hand grenade can be seen as logical because it's of its immediate life-saving effects. Seeing Christ dying on a cross to reconcile sinful men to God is not apparently logical because it involves spiritual realities that are unseen. The gospel of Jesus is rational and logical if you understand the Christian concepts of atonement, covenant, and salvation, but is nonsense to those who are perishing. So, like our friend who heard about the good view that could be seen if he only got up at 2:30 a.m. and traveled up the side of a volcano in Hawaii and had to trust the unseen and have faith that it would be worth it, we had to trust the story that didn't make sense and put our faith in Jesus Christ. We had to make the irrational transaction of putting our faith in Christ. And for those who have made that irrational transaction, we, like our friend sharing his 2:30 a.m. wake-up testimony, are compelled to tell our friends that it is worth it. It might not be easy to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we encourage you to investigate it, because those of us who have placed their faith in Christ can tell you that the new eternal life that you receive through faith in Jesus is worth it. A life free from the fear of death is worth it. A life of peace is worth it. A life of joy is worth it. So keep walking and talking with God. Go to the places and do the things that are worth it this weekend. And when you do, thank the Lord for making it all possible. Today's Bible verses are drawn from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verses are Ezekiel 11, 19, and 20. And let's just pull those up in the NLT. Because it's the NLT that we are supposed to be quoting from, Ezekiel 11. Production problem today. Here we go. And they say in the NLT, and I will give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them. I will take away their stony, stubborn heart and give them a tender, responsive heart, so they will obey my decrees and regulations. Then they will truly be my people, and I will be their God. Today's verses, now that they've been properly inputted as the NLT verses, tell us today's verses are a promise of the new spiritual reality every believer experiences when they put their faith in Jesus. These verses in Ezekiel talk of a future time when people will be reconciled to God and transformed in the process. The transformation comes through a saving relationship with God that is established when you put your faith in Jesus Christ. When you place your faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit indwells you, and your spirit is quickened. Our condition goes from spiritually dead to spiritually alive. Our salvation gives us spiritual life that we can grow and mature in. In my experience, my cold heart that was bitter, sarcastic, and angry began to change, to be more compassionate as I experienced the freedom that comes from realizing that you've been forgiven of all your sins and you have been given a new spiritual life. The love of God was something I knew experientially, and the new spiritual life I had in Christ caused me to want to know God more and to obey what His Word taught me about being faithful to Him. In my maturation process, I have learned that God changed me at salvation, and the process of sanctification is just something I have to walk out day to day. No inner change is needed because I have the Spirit of God in me, and my spirit is alive. The thing that needs to change is my thoughts and how I think about myself. The Word says to not be conformed by the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. That process means that I have to believe what the Word of God says about me as a new creation in Christ, and it means I have to abandon my old worldly ways and attitudes for the wisdom of God's ways. By believing the truth that God has already given us a new life, we have the power to walk in His statutes and keep His judgments. We can obey not because we can try harder. We can obey because our obedience is just a natural expression of who we are now, His people, God's children. So agree with the Word of God and let the transformation process happen in your heart, your mind, and in your life. When we believe that the Lord has made us His people, we can live as His people. When we let Him change our hearts of stone to hearts of flesh, we will love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we will love to become the people that God always wanted us to be. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's Dating, Secrets to Great Relating When Dating. And today, we share a key passage to read, and it tells you all about what God calls you to do in terms of dating, and it also has a section on honoring sexual boundaries. So if you wanted to check out that resource, I would encourage you, well, the only way you can see it is without buying the book, is to go to mtforchrist.org and checking out that resource at the end of today's blog post. And as always, we encourage you to grow in your faith and live it out by believing the Word of God and by pursuing knowledge and by applying God's wisdom to your life. One way you can do that is by following our discipleship classes that we have on the podcast. We've done a series for Victory Over the Darkness and The Bondage Breaker. And we're currently doing a series called Freedom in Christ. We just uploaded the latest episode of Freedom in Christ last night, and the topic is forgiving from the heart. So if nothing else, you should probably check out that message, because it's good teaching, all about what forgiveness is and what it's not, and how it can really transform your life and put to rest the problems of the past. So we encourage you to do that. If you'd like to really go in depth with the discipleship classes, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com, and I can send you the class materials for each series, and we can start a discipleship relationship where you contact me and I can encourage you through email. Beyond that, we also have a Bible study discussion if you're interested or need a Bible study. You can listen to me and Arthur and Susanna Cincotti with our Bible study series, the Bible study with the Cincottis. There's a whole host of messages going all the way back to April, I believe, in the podcast archives. So we encourage you to check that out if you want to be entertained and informed and encouraged. So we thank you for listening. Let us close this out in prayer. We'll say, thank God it's Friday. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Thank you for revealing the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives and for giving us new spiritual life that will last forevermore. Lord, we thank you for the people listening. We pray for you to bless them. We pray for you to anoint them with the Holy Spirit to guide them through their lives and through their weekend, their day today. Lord, we pray for you to go before them and take obstacles out of the way and make a clear path for them. We pray for their provision. We pray for their prosperity. We pray for their healing, Lord, as we have several friends who need healing and have situations in their lives that need correcting. As we brought them up earlier this morning in prayer, Lord, we ask you to remember our petitions and to help them where needed, and to guide them in the way they should go. Lord, we thank you, and we love you, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.